Joined here by the first-year head coach of the Gilman City softball Lady Hawks and Tony Gregg. The Lady Hawks, they have a practice today. Then they'll get ready for the home opener against the Mustangs of Tri-County tomorrow. A lot of Wednesday action. That's kind of rare, but we'll roll with it. Schedules are what they are. Gilman City is going to be at Plattsburgh this Wednesday and be up at Ridgeway. Maybe Canesville will check on that with Coach. Going to play on the road against East Harrison on Thursday. How are you doing, Coach Gregg?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Doing not too badly. It looks like, as far as schools, Gilman City size, about 9 to 13 has been kind of the common theme with girls out for the team. Is it in that area, lower teens?
Yeah, we're sitting with 11 girls this year. I only have one senior, but I got a big class. I got 6 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 1 freshman this year out. So we got a total of 11.
Was there a jamboree last Thursday, or was that junior high?
No, that was varsity. We held the jamboree here, and we've seen Winston, of course, in Pattonsburg with them, and James Fort was in that also, in East Harrison. So we had a good night of softball, and I can't remember exactly what the scores were. I think we tied, I believe, with Winston, 5-5. Of course, they're shortened games, and then I believe we won maybe 3-0 against East Harrison, and then James Fort, I believe it was. I don't remember if it was 7-1 or 8-1 or exactly what it was. So we had a pretty good showing. Of course, not everybody's showing everything they have at those, but it's a good start.
Yeah, it certainly is a confidence booster. It sounds like with the group of 11 you have, you got some ability to put some runs on the board, keep runs off the board as far as defensively. Are the goals set pretty high for the Lady Hawks this fall?
Yeah, we over the summer, of course, I had them over the summer, and we worked a lot. Worked a lot on fundamentals, and of course, you always need to be able to score runs. And I'd say one of our strong points is our defense, and I've really been impressed with the situational stuff with the girls. They really seem like they're starting to catch on and learn the game well. And we did play a tournament at Putnam this weekend and did well up there, and I think we end up going 2-2, but seen some pretty good teams, so just real happy that they're starting to pick up on a lot of the situational stuff.
Obviously, Tri-County is a huge rival game to start the season tomorrow, but a trip to Plattsburgh, playing a team that has that much enrollment size, that's rarity for Gilman City. Was the thought process around that of, we feel like we got a pretty good team this year, we want to test ourselves?
Yeah, we feel we can, compete with a lot of teams, and where we want to get our program to is the championship caliber year in and year out, and to do that we need to play some really good quality teams. Not saying that, who we was already playing wasn't good quality, but you want to test yourself, and win or lose, you just want to go out and see if you can play some good softball and keep pushing yourself to get better every evening.
Certainly, as I kind of look at the teams that are in the HDC, Coach, and the conference looks a lot different with North Harrison not in there for the last couple of years, moving on to the GRC. But this looks like a wide open race, and in kind of hearing about your team a little bit, I think the Lady Hawks are in this race.
Yeah, I agree that I'm not sure where, of course, like you said, with North Harrison leaving the conference and going over GRC, I'm not sure where they're going to stand this year. But as far as everybody else, I really think it is anybody's game. It could be Mercer's pretty solid. I feel like we're right there in it. Winston-Pattonsburg, they're pretty solid too, and Jamesport too. So there's, and I don't know a thing about Grundy. So it is, it's any given night who's playing their best softball could really come out on top of the conference this year.
I'm going to tell you this about Grundy, and I just found out about them this morning, but they were up 5-4 middle of the game at Linn County last Friday, and then they struggled the last 3-4 innings. I think Linn County got them 15-5, but that's a quality opponent on the road, and for half of the game, Grundy had a lead.
Right, and and they're just ones we don't get to see a lot, through our summer programs. I just don't know if we just go different directions or what. Most everybody else we kind of get at least a view at through the summer. You might see him play here or there, and I don't know much on Grundy. I think they might have been fairly young last year, so mm-hmm. they could turn a corner and really come on hard this year, too.
Tri-County at Gilman City. These are always fun. It's kind of one of those throw those record out the books because the girls know each other and the rivalry is pretty strong. So in seeing them last week at the Jamboree and then playing them tomorrow to start your regular season, what are going to be the keys for a victory for your team, Coach?
I'd say the biggest thing is one, we need to pitch well. If we pitch well, I really feel, keep the walks down. And if we can make them put it in play, get some strikeouts here and there, and our defense is, I feel, pretty solid that we can make most of the plays that we need to. So it's, early on, try to put some runs on the board and then maintain it on defense.
Do you have is there an ace pitcher or do you have just kind of a group of pitchers? Hey, throw the ball over the plate. We got defense that we feel like is going to make the plays behind you.
No, our number one will be a junior in Erica Burke. And she's really grown a lot over the summer. I think, from the mental standpoint of the game for one. And, after that, we've got four girls that we're trying to throw and trying to, grow the program, one in each age group at least. But I've got two juniors, one being Erica, one Presley Burke. And then I've got probably my most velocity is a sophomore in Kelsey Sperry, and then Avery Gregg is a freshman. So we've got some options, but Erica Burke she's kind of our number one out there and got a couple different pitches and is usually pretty accurate. So
where's the bus ride heading on Thursday? Are you going to Ridgeway or to Canesville?
That game is going to be at Ridgeway.
That'll be, Gilman City up at East Harrison to take on HTC foe there on Thursday. Big game is looming next week, and I'm not sure what we're going to do with next week yet. Obviously, Monday being Labor Day, hard to put coaches' shows on a holiday because I won't be here. The Lady Hawks, they will be at Mercer next Tuesday, the 6th. Coach, we'll talk to you next week at some point. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the games as you start your season.
All right, thank you. We appreciate the coverage.